Hi, my name is Jose Bali, and this is The End Zone. Today we'll be talking about football and all the different struggles that people face while joining the sport. Today we have a special guest, Derek Flores-Reese. He played for Birmingham for 3 years. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, bro. How are you?
Pretty good myself. So let's just get right into it. You played for Birmingham for 3 years. How was that experience like for you?
Overall, in a general sense, I loved it. There was ups and downs to it, but I loved it all. It was kind of cool, the fact that I got to really see what it was like to really work for what you want to get out of the football experience. I'm not gonna say I was starting or nothing, but it was fun. I had fun. I had a lot of fun.
And can you explain? You said you learned that you had to work for things. Can you explain on that?
Well, what I'm talking about is, okay, being one of the smaller guys on the team and being one of the slower guys on the team, you have to really show effort to your coaches in order to get their attention. So I kind of learned that the more effort you put into it, the better your results will be. Whether you get the results that you were looking for or not, the result that you get will be better than the result you would have gotten if you wouldn't have tried as hard. So, and I'm sorry?
You were saying that you had to show the coaches. So, you know, you said you're one of the smallest guys there. Did you come into practice with a mindset you got to prove a point, you know?
Oh, my God. Every day. Because it's like, man, everybody's trying to prove a point, you know? So, I did feel like I would have to come and prove a point.
Chip on your shoulder.
Chip on my shoulder in a way.
And what was the difference between, you know, there's people that went into practice, you know, they already had their starting job. Did you feel that you had more of a, you know, you were more hungry than them? Or it's just whoever wanted it more got the starting spot?
I feel like it goes, there's a lot to play in with that when sports teams are involved, because it can come down to pure effort. It can come down to when the coaches are playing favorites, maybe there could be a lot of different things. I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? I kind of lost track.
Yeah, it's fine. So I was saying, do you feel that some of the players that are starters, you know, they come into practice and they already know they have their starting spot.
Oh.
Do you feel that you were more hungry than them, you know, in the sense that you wanted the starting spot more, you put in more effort at practice?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I was a lot more hungry, because just simply the fact that I didn't have it yet. They were already in the position. So I do feel like I wanted it worse than they did. I'm not going to say that I did want it worse, because I don't know, but I'm definitely going to say that I was willing to try a lot harder for it. I believe that I was willing to try a lot harder for it, but the fact that they were in that position does show that they wanted it really badly too. So I'm not going to say that. So I don't know. I don't know if it's fair to say that I wanted it more, but I do believe that I did. I did want it back.
And while you were discussing that, I got that you said play favorites. I've done a few other shows, and that point has come up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain on that? Because favorites, what do you mean by that?
Well, all right. So as a coach or any leader, you have soldiers in your army, right? And obviously, you're going to have some soldiers that really know how to dominate the battlefield. And those are the soldiers that you're going to continue to use when you go into battle. So when I say playing favorites, I mean they just are constantly choosing those soldiers. Now, when I say play favorites, it does have an unfair or like a negative kind of connotation to it when I say play favorites, because it kind of means like you choosing someone over somebody else, but there's a reason they play favorites. So I don't want to make them look that bad. But that's what I mean when I say they play favorites. They choose one of the soldiers that really know how to dominate the battlefield.
And do you feel that, you know, by playing favorites, sometimes coaches pay more attention to, you know, those starters, those
definitely
favorite players, and don't really look at the effort you're putting in, even though you could be better?
Definitely. And I feel like, yeah, they definitely do, because I mean, when you have a team that's dominating, you want to just get better and better, and a lot of times they don't really have the time that they want to get to the players that aren't really performing to make them better, and they have to use the time they have to keep their, I guess, their success going, and that's what makes them spend the time that they need to spend on those players, and that's what makes the player favorites. Now, I keep getting lost track of the question. Can you repeat it again?
No, no, it was basically that. I was going to cover another point. Do you feel, well, I picked up a little bit from what you were saying, that some of the coaches, instead of, you know, playing favorites and trying to fix that starting player, you know, if they have a problem, that they should maybe look to their secondary or their third string and see, you know, pay more attention to them?
Well, yeah, because I feel like if you can have one guy that's doing all that, that's good. But if you can have your whole team dominating the way that one person is dominating, then you're going to have an unstoppable team, whether that guy gets hurt, whether... I feel like it's very smart for them, and I feel like it would be a waste of talent, unnoticed talent, because they didn't get the exposure, the attention that they needed to really show themselves off. And, I do definitely think that they should spend more time
exploring other players.
Yes, exploring other players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And you said, you know, that they don't really spend that much time, and also a point that I just picked up from that is that, you know, you said if that starting player gets injured and they've paid zero attention to the other players, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, so you're at a loss for words.
So you didn't join freshman year to football.
Mm-mm.
Can you explain why? Or?
Well, I actually really wanted to play freshman year, but I had transferred from another school in Rancho. So what happened was I had to sit out that, or I missed the football season to begin with, because I came in the second semester to Birmingham. That's pretty much the only reason why I missed it, is because I was at another school, and so coming over, I have to wait the 5 weeks anyways and all that. But plain and simple, I just missed the football season anyway.
And, you know, joining in sophomore year, was it different, you know? Because most of the players join in freshman year, you know, they got a year to, you know, bond.
Yeah.
Was it different?
All right. Well, I believe that if I would have started at Birmingham from freshman year, I think I would have had a better opportunity than I was given. But simply because I would have started from scratch, for 4 years worth of play, 4 years worth of exposure, 4 years worth of the coach's time, you know what I mean, versus three. Now, I don't want to say I didn't get a fair shot, because when a new season starts, everyone is technically a freshman at the beginning of the season. From summer practice, everyone's given that chance to really see. So, I mean, it kind of like...
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to ask another question about that. How is the environment, you know, coming into a new team? Like, how is there hazing, you know? Like, can you explain that?
Shoot. Luckily, I got into a decent school. I want to say Birmingham's football team was a pretty chill team. So it wasn't nothing like I wasn't getting thrown into trash cans or nothing like that. There was definitely some funny nicknames involved, but that's on another level. It's a cool experience. I want to say that I don't think it made a difference that I came in 10th grade, because I feel like I made the same bonds I would have made. Maybe coming in junior year or senior year would have been a huge challenge. But, it was fun, man. It was fun.
And another question. You know, you didn't play your freshman year, but then you joined sophomore year. Being on the team, did people treat you differently in school, or?
Well, all right. Personally, I've always been a friendly person in that you say hi to me, I'm going to say hi with you, and we're friends. You know what I mean? I don't really have any kind of prejudices or any prejudice towards anyone. I'm not friends with anyone. You know what I'm saying? I don't have enemies. So for me to really have paid attention to that, I don't think it would have made a difference for me whether I was on the football team or not. But to answer the question, did people treat me differently? I definitely did get a lot more attention. You know, you walking around with a jersey on, you know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna say something. So yeah, that does give you a lot more positive attention, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you came in sophomore year. You played before, you know, Pop Warner.
Yeah, 1 year.
When you're Pop Warner. Did you have a set position coming in, you know, you wanted to play? Because I have you down that you play linebacker, mm-hmm. so
what's yeah, that? No, that's actually not where I started. And I wanted to, okay, in Pop Warner, I was a little chunky kid, so I was a lineman. But that was so far ago that doesn't even come to play. So let's just say my football career started freshman year at the other school, at Edowanda High School. Shout out to them. At Edowanda High School, I play cornerback. But coming over here, I started as a cornerback too. But it's just that, like, I guess, I don't know. I wanted to play cornerback, but I wasn't really fast enough. But I didn't really know nothing about it. So I was just kind of thrown in. No, I didn't really have a position. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because sometimes the coaches do, you know. Yeah,
they choose for
basically
you.
Basically pick.
Yeah, but I mean, it's for your own good.
Yeah.
It's for your own good.
And, you know, you played at a high school before, and then you went to Birmingham. Can you compare the practices, you know, summer practice, season practice?
Yeah. All right, well, okay. First thing I want to say is climate is completely different because I'm in Rancho Cucamonga. It's hot as I don't know what. So, I mean, the practices in terms of intensity, I think Edowanda was a lot more intense. I think Birmingham was definitely a step down. But I don't want to say that it's nothing wrong with that because, I mean, I definitely was well-disciplined at Birmingham. I definitely knew what I was doing at Birmingham. I knew what was expected of me at Birmingham. And in Rancho, the practices were crazy, bro. I mean, they was having us do serpentines. You don't know what that is out here. But that's when you got to run up and down every single yard line, the whole up and down the field. You know what I mean? So in terms of intensity, it was crazy. The fun though, I had a lot more fun at Birmingham because the intensity wasn't as much. In terms of exposure, I want to say Edowanda was more well-rounded. Birmingham wasn't really looking too much further than what they needed to, I would say. And it's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? You got what you needed, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I had to pick between the two, though, I'm going to take Birmingham all the way. You already know how that goes.
And you said, you know, you did get disciplined at Birmingham. So can you tell us which coach specifically?
Oh, my God. Coach Morgan. You already know. I'm pretty sure everybody on the show has said Morgan already. Coach Morgan, man, he had us running like crazy after practice, doing bear crawls after practice, doing rolls after practice. I mean, I'm not going to say I was trying to stay out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to get no Morgan's. But yeah, Morgan.
What about, you know, your coach? Coach Wynn.
Oh, my God.
I heard a lot of stories about him. Can you
man, go on Coach to that? Coach Wynn, that's my guy, man. Coach Wynn, so he's outside linebacker specific, so I got a lot of time with him. And now he's the kind of guy that he just has a short – I would say he has a short temper. It's
either you do your job or
you got two laps. And let's just say I was well-conditioned. We'll just leave it at that. I was running a lot of laps, man. That's a cool guy, though.
And I heard some stories, you know – you guys had punishment after practice.
Oh, my goodness.
Even if you had a perfect practice.
Yeah.
So can you explain on that?
Well, first of all, I want to say that's a good technique in terms of accountability because a lot of people won't hold their person accountable. They have in terms like, okay, if I'm dropping the ball every time I get a chance to get an interception and my teammates aren't being like, Derek, you could have caught that, you know what I'm saying, to help me improve, that's where the end of the practice comes in where he was like, all right, all y'all did good, but you guys didn't
execute,
do good as a whole. You know what I'm saying? You guys did good, but this guy was holding back. And you know how I was making the point earlier about how you can have one soldier that's dominant, but when you have your whole squad dominant, that's what wins. So that's what he was trying to do, and I see that. So yeah, but
so you think that helped, you know, take ownership for, you know, the mistakes you did at practice?
Definitely. It got us all to realize what we're doing wrong in order to get better and avoid those up-downs, because don't nobody like doing up-downs, bro. Yeah.
His favorite phrase, you know, get him going.
Get him going. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And do you have any tips, you know, for people like you, you know, coming into a brand-new school, not knowing anyone, and any tips for them, you know?
Don't quit, bro. Don't quit. And it's real easy to make excuses for yourself, but really you're your only enemy. You're your only thing stopping you. So if you really want it, you can go get it. You know what I'm saying? It might take a little longer, it might take a little more effort from you, you know what I'm saying? But don't quit, cuz you'll get it. Don't quit.
Can you explain on that, cuz a lot of people join football in the beginning of summer practice, not so much at the end.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is, to be specific, what I mean when I say don't quit, it's gonna be a long road from preseason to playoffs. And there's gonna be a lot of things that challenge you, whether it be self-consciously, you might not be performing the way everyone else is performing. The coaches might not feel you're moving fast enough. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that can go wrong from the beginning and to the end. But if you can fix everything that went wrong from the beginning to the end, that leads to perfection. And who doesn't want someone who's perfect? You know what I mean? So that's basically what I mean by don't give up. Just keep pushing, bro. Because once you iron out all the wrinkles, bro, you just keep ironing out those wrinkles, iron out the wrinkles. Eventually, the shirt's going to get ironed. You know what I mean? Just keep ironing out those wrinkles, bro.
And you were talking about that. And to everyone that I've interviewed before that, you know, their senior year was basically their most important year. Mm-hmm. Did that play into you too, or?
Man, senior year is an important year. Hell yeah, it's an important year. It's your last year of high school. I mean, excuse my language. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, it's an important year. Senior year is your last year in high school. You know what I'm saying? You got senior night coming up. Your last chance at playoffs. It's the wrap, bro. My senior year, unfortunately, I wasn't doing the best in class. You know what I'm saying? I was trying hard on field, but in class I was slacking and that kind of, I paid the price. I got grade cut. So I didn't really get to finish, but for someone who did get to finish, yeah, that's a really big deal, man. I would have loved to have been on senior night. You know what I'm saying? I would have loved to have been dressing for playoffs. You feel me? That's a really big thing. That's a really huge thing, man.
And can you explain on that, you know, due to grade cuts, you couldn't really go to playoffs. And did that affect you, you know, knowing that your teammates went without you, or?
All right, man. Okay, I'm not one of the starting soldiers, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not one of the best soldiers. So I'm not going to say the team was better off without me. But, I mean, yeah, it hurt, bro. It hurt not thinking that I was letting my team down. Just the fact that I couldn't be there with my teammates, with my friends. Because, I mean, overall, the Birmingham experience wasn't me being the star player. It wasn't me going off, getting all the offers. It was just the journey, you know what I mean? It was the walk. It was the camaraderie. You come on the team, you got all your friends, you know what I'm saying? You get a cool little nickname, you know what I'm saying? It's the work. You put in all the sweat. You get out of it, you know what I'm saying? You come in, and you having fun, too. Sometimes you just sitting bored with your summer, you know what I'm saying? You going doing dumb stuff with your friends during the summer. But nah, you come over here, and you throw the ball around with your friends. You know what I'm saying? So, what was the question? I'm sorry, I lost track.
No, it's just how important was your senior year, and did that affect you missed playoffs?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what it was for me. It was just that it was so much fun. It was so much more than football to me. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it did affect me because it was the stuff that was more than touchdowns and running up and down the field, smacking somebody. It was the friends, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we mess around on the side, I'm not gonna lie, but it was fun. It was the football experience that just, yeah, yeah.
And you said you weren't a starter, but do you feel that you took leadership roles, or, you know, helped out some of the JV players, or in any way like that?
Yeah, man, I'm not gonna say I was like a big, like I said, I'm not one of the starters, bro. I was never one of the starters, but I do definitely feel like I have impacted in some way some of the younger guys, because I remember, and man, I was mad at y'all for this too. If the coaches are listening, I was mad. I was like, why am I not getting moved up in the weight room? When I was weak, I get that. I was weak as heck, excuse my language. But I remember one time, it was a JV banquet, and Coach Avila, he's talking about me, and he goes, this is another one of the guys that was helping a lot of the younger guys see what it's like. And that meant a lot to me, man, because like, that's just, okay, I'm not showing the example of, okay, this is what it looks like to go on the field and do all this. I'm showing the example of what you need to do to get there. And that meant so much more to me than anything else, to be honest with you.
And, you know, you weren't really there for playoffs, but they had a big loss against Arleta.
Yeah.
Senior year.
I'm not going to lie, I was watching from across the street. My girl's balcony. Anyways.
Did that affect you, you know, a big loss like that?
Man, I felt it. For, like I said, I was watching from across the street in an apartment from the balcony. And I felt my heart break as if I was right there on the field, dude. And like I said, it was much more than football. So, I mean, my emotion's still there, whether I was on the team or not. And, yeah, it was devastating, man. I went back to the school afterwards because I knew that the game was over. I still wanted to be with my teammates, you know what I mean, whether I was in the jersey or not. So I pulled up, and it was heartbreaking, man. It was heartbreaking. We see a lot of the guys ready to go in the locker room. I remember the fact that they wouldn't open the doors. It was just, oh, my God. It was, yeah, man, it was heartbreaking.
It was very emotional in the locker room, you know. It's basically the last time you're going to play with
the last
most of these.
Yeah, the last chance, bro. And it's like, it feels like you blew it. We can't really look at it like that, but that's definitely the emotion that was felt. That's definitely one of the emotions that was felt. But, man, we had a good run, bro. And the journey was amazing. So whether it ended in a victory or a loss, it was I had a great time. I had a really great time.
And moving on from that, are you still thinking about football, you know?
Man, football don't come off my mind like that. Man, I think about football 100% of the time, all day, every day. Now, would I play again? No, because at this point, it's more than just a game. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, this is something you want to, people play football now for a future in football. You know what I mean? I'm just put it like this. I don't got time for it. They want you coming in the morning. They want you coming at night. You know what I mean? I got a job. You know, so I'm trying to finish school. So I can't. But, I mean, if I was one of the starters in high school, if I felt like it would take me somewhere, definitely, man, I love football. I love everything that there has to do with football aside from just scoring touchdowns and smacking someone. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I think about football all the time. I wish I wouldn't have been a dummy and got a grade cut. Honestly, I really do. I really regret that. But, I mean, it is what it is.
And do you ever see yourself, you know, playing football again? Or you said that, but considering maybe coaching, you going back to school coaching?
You know, I've always, for the reason that I did like the fact that I was, you know how you had asked me earlier about influence? Mm-hmm. You know how you asked me earlier about influence? Well, I would love to coach again just to keep that message going that you just don't quit, bro. Whatever you do, just don't quit. And I feel like if more people were to hear that, we'd have a lot more success in the world. A lot much more success in the world. So maybe not. I don't know about coaching because I don't know where the money's at in that. But maybe something that, yeah.
You know, volunteering-wise.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe one day.
One
for
day.
For fun. Like a.
And what are you doing now? You know, football's over.
Football's over, man. I'm just working on my life, man. Being a young adult, you know what I'm saying? Working, trying to save some money, going to school, you know what I'm saying? Just moving on. That's pretty much it. Just maturing and stuff. Usual stuff. Trying not to get these headphones falling off my head.
All right. You've been a great guest. Thank you for, you know, answering all the questions.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Shout out to Birmingham.
Shout out to Birmingham, for sure.
For sure. Your water polo team, you know, 2016.
Yeah.
City champs. Shout out to Kimberly. All right, kbcradio.com.